Contact for children who are fostered. Previous page. Next page. Contact between children and their birth family. Contact in foster care refers to direct or indirect contact between children in our care and their birth family, friends, or other significant others, including previous foster carers. If contact is with family, it should be referred to as family time. Contact can help the children to build healthy attachments, trust with new carers, and a healthy sense of identity and belonging. Contact also respects the right of birth parents, or others with parental responsibility, to have contact with the child, and to receive regular updates about the welfare and progress of the child. In fact, in some circumstances, contact can be used as a stepping stone for the child to return to live with their birth family permanently, if it is safe for the child to do so. Contact can be highly beneficial for the children, their parents, and for the fostering placement. However, for some children, contact can be distressing, unsettling, and maybe even unsafe. Therefore, contact arrangements are carefully considered by the children's social worker and the team around the child. Supporting foster carers to facilitate contact. Sparks Fostering supports foster carers to facilitate contact. The agency does this by helping the foster carer to understand the importance of contact, by ensuring that foster carers are appropriately matched to children whose contact can be reasonably facilitated. The agency provides financial or practical support when contact is beyond 20 miles, and the agency provides emotional and practical support to foster carers if there are difficulties related to contact. Matching decisions. Sparks Fostering placement offices notify potential foster carers of the contact needs of children before a match is made. Sparks foster carers are expected to facilitate contact within a 20-mile radius and be open to facilitated or supported contact further away if this is required. Sparks Fostering does not recommend foster carers to be matched with a child if the foster carers would not be able to facilitate the proposed contact arrangements. However, in exceptional circumstances, the responsible authority or Sparks Fostering may be able to offer assistance with long-distance or complicated contact arrangements. This should be agreed before placement is confirmed. During the fostering assessment, the assessing social worker will ensure that all prospective foster carers understand, respect, and support the potential benefits to children of being able to stay in touch with people who are significant to them. There may be potential challenges linked to contact, which should be discussed with the team around the child. The foster carers are expected to support the decision made by the team. Foster carers who are obstructive or refuse to facilitate contact without strong justification may be subject to panel review and possible deregistration as foster carers. Information to be shared with the child's birth family. The child's social worker will determine what information is shared with the birth family and any other significant relationships. The child's birth family will receive updates which do not identify the fostering family, unless it has been agreed with the fostering family that it is appropriate to share any information about them. Some information, such as whether the fostering home is a cultural, religious, and linguistic match, will be shared. Some children's families, or significant others, may be informed of the town that the child is living in. The amount of information provided depends on whether there are any risks to the child or the fostering family. Foster carers are expected to protect their own information by not sharing the details with the child's family and by making all social media profiles private, or not sharing any personal information on social media. Foster carers and social workers may also speak with children about what information they shouldn't share with people outside the fostering home. Placement and care planning. Details of contact arrangements are provided as soon as possible after the child is placed into the fostering home, or beforehand if possible. The arrangements are formally agreed at the placement planning meeting, a meeting between the child's social worker and the foster carer, held within 5 working days of the placement being made. The plan for contact should consider the following. Who will be present during contact? Current relationship between the child and people attending contact? Who isn't allowed to have contact? Who will supervise the contact? Who will record details of contact? Potential risks? Identified venue or method of contact? Facilitating long-distance and overseas contact, transport arrangements, including car seats, agreed dates, times and length of contact, handover procedure, conversations with the child about the arrangement and getting feedback from the child where possible, plans for delayed, missed or cancelled contact, actions to be taken if there are concerns during contact. Monitoring the child's reaction to contact. When arranging contact, the children's social worker will clarify if the contact is to be supervised and by whom. If the foster carer is supervising contact, the foster carer is expected to pay close attention to the communication, body language and emotions between the child and their family. This information should then be relayed in reasonable detail in the foster carer recordings. Foster carers should also be mindful of the child's mood and behavior in the days and moments before and after contact. Contact can be distressing to children and young people because they may reflect on the reasons they became looked after, they may want to return home, or the birth family may fail to turn up for contact. Any beneficial impact of fostering should also be recorded. For example, if the birth parent demonstrated good affection and parenting skills, and if the child seemed happier after contact. The foster carer should contact the children's social worker and their fostering social worker immediately if there are any significant concerns about contact arrangements. Child's wishes and feelings. Children's wishes and feelings should be sought in all aspects of their care, including contact. This can be obtained by observing the child, by noting the child's engagement in education and other activities, by being mindful of the child's emotional, mental and physical health, and, if the child has capacity, to speak with the child openly. Where possible, children's views and wishes should be respected and arrangements made accordingly. However, the child's safety cannot be compromised and arrangements have to be practical. This should be explained to the child sensitively. Restricting contact. Emergency restrictions on contact are only made to protect the child from significant risk to their safety or welfare and are communicated to the supervising social worker immediately, via call or text message, and are communicated to the child's social worker within 24 hours of being imposed. Ongoing restriction on communication by the child is agreed by the child's social worker, takes the child's wishes and feelings into account, and the plan is regularly reviewed. Contact with foster carers after end of placement. Children may live with SPARC's fostering carers for a few days, or maybe even several years. We would expect foster carers to work to build a strong, healthy attachment with the children in their care, especially with children who stay for a prolonged period of time. When a child moves on, it can be an upsetting time for the foster carers and the children. SPARC's fostering would support a foster carer to remain in touch with the children if the children's social worker consents to it. In fact, it would be considered to be commendable and potentially very useful for the children. SPARC's fostering asks foster carers to keep their supervising social worker updated about any contact with children after they have moved on from their placement with SPARC's fostering. Foster carer recordings. Foster carers complete foster carer recordings as part of their fostering role. Details about contact should be recorded within the foster carer recordings in a timely manner with sufficient detail. Additional resources, optional. If the child is worried about contact, advice from Action for Children.